You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Even though mugshots do not involve drinking or mugs in that sense, we can draw a historical connection between these two mugs.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Thanks for joining us today. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
And today we have this really fun question from Nancy. Nancy says, I have been thinking about the origin of the word mug as used to mean face or used as a verb, as in mugging for the camera. I guess that's not actually a question. It is a thought, but we have this really fun thought from Nancy. What do you think, Ann?
I'm delighted to get to talk about mugs and mugging and mugshots here on That's What They Say. The word mug and mugshot as a compound was getting a lot of attention in 2023, including my colleague Ben Zimmer wrote about it for the Wall Street Journal, when there was a question circulating about whether Donald Trump would get a mugshot. So let's talk about where this comes from. There is a relationship between the drinking mug and mug to mean face. And we have to go back to the 1700s for this, when there were drinking mugs that had faces on them. There were also pitchers, sometimes called Toby jugs, that had full, like these stout men on them. And then you get these mugs that have caricature-like faces on them. And that is how we probably get mug to refer to a face. By 1708, we've got mugs for unattractive faces, often. In the 1700s, you could say things like, he better not show his ugly mug in here, which feels pretty modern.
I feel like I've got a crotchety uncle that might say something like that.
And then by the late 1800s, a mug can be a photograph of a face, particularly the face of a criminal. And by the very end of the 1800s, we have mugshot. And those mugshots could be put together into rogues galleries or a mug book. Now, the other use of mug that we see in the 1800s is mug as an exaggerated facial expression. So someone could be making mugs in the mirror if they're playing around with their face. Or there's a quote in the Oxford English Dictionary about this woman who's drawn her face into an obstinate mug.
It sounds like these people are kind of mugging it up, if you will.
That's exactly right. We've talked about mug as a noun, and then we get mug as a verb. In the early 1800s, mug actually was part of boxing slang for striking a person in the face. That was mugging. And then by the middle of the 1800s, mug starts to mean to attack or rob someone, a meaning that is still familiar to all of us. And Rebecca, I was interested to see that with that meaning of attacking or robbing someone, in some parts of slang, it appears that people would sometimes refer to a gullible person, a likely candidate to be mugged, as a mug. So you don't want to be a mug. And then we also get mug for that, making those facial expressions, mugging it up, making a mug, be that in front of a mirror or somewhere else. Another interesting use of mugging it up in Australia and New Zealand since the 1800s, mug up has also meant to kiss or embrace.
That's better than getting mugged in the, getting robbed sense.
That's absolutely right. It's also worth mentioning in the last 20 years, there is a slang phrase that originates in African-American slang, mean mugging, which is to stare aggressively at someone.
Oh, giving somebody a dirty face. I like that.
And that is how we get mugs from which we drink and mugs that are our faces.
Well, Anne, it's always lovely to see your mug around the studio. Thanks so much.
You'll see my mug again next week.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.